Think of the bright side. At least we don't have to pay taxes. Wow! Well, it has come to this, ladies and gentlemen. I have not quite gotten the support that I thought I would need to sustain this show, except this cigar walk is brought to you by Bill Latterhouse. He sent me a, what did he send me? He sent me a Perdomo Reserve because he found my post office box down in the comments below. And he sent me a delicious cigar. So thank you, Bill. Yeah, I've had to take on sponsors, both for my cigars on my cigar walk. And frankly, today I had to concede. This shit show is brought to you by Elon Musk. Yeah, he has sponsored this show, which means I have to tell you a couple of things that maybe will surprise you. But I will tell you that Bitcoin is indeed incredibly environmentally unfriendly. It is inefficient, and it sucks up so much coal that China had to shut it down. And China, a very caring country, who cares about the environment. You know, Elon really took his cue from them and shit on Bitcoin. Now, he told me that I was forbidden by contract to sponsor this show to mention the Tesla, which is, you know, they're electric cars. They depend on battery power. And those batteries are charged with electricity, which I think electricity, most of it in the U.S., comes from burning coal. But I'm not going to tell you that. Let's focus instead on Bitcoin. And our sponsor, Elon Musk, he started it all. So if you're suffering this week, would you please maybe send a tweet to Elon? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in roll. I cannot say a negative thing about Elon. He's sponsoring the show. So, yeah, we went to Mars, too. We really did. Trust me. The moon, too. Yeah. Man, oh, man. The market, obviously, is not in the AA program. You know, Uncle Odd, Uncle Vigilante, that's me. I'm a friend of Bill's. I'm a guy that works the program. I work the 12 steps. And this market, this crypto market, is not in the program. Because if it were, I probably wouldn't be making this video. I'd probably be sitting down, man to man, with my portfolio. And my portfolio would be making amends to me. It would be telling me that I'm sorry, I was wrong. Please forgive me, because I don't know about you, but I didn't think a portfolio that was cut in half in like a day could be cut in half again. Ease up, portfolio. Good God. Well, listen, here's the thing. We don't have to invest all our money in Bitcoin. That's true. Just the money you want to lose, apparently. Oh, gosh, I am going to make this video today. Got a ton of things on my mind. And, again, it's going to be in no particular order. And I'm going to try to keep it on the lighter side. Because otherwise, I might want to find the nearest building near me and take some flying lessons. Wow, 1929 had nothing on us. This was crazy. Still is. I mean, I just keep looking for that bounce, and all I'm seeing is a dead cat bounce. You know what I mean? For those of you who need to visualize, you know when you drop a cat, they turn over and they land on their feet, except the dead ones. They don't do that. They bounce. They don't bounce. So this week was a dead cat bounce. You know, I knew it was trouble when I clicked on small balances in my app and my entire portfolio disappeared. Good Lord. Bill Latterhouse's is a really good cigar. Thank you. What is it again? It is a Perdomo Reserve. I think it was like 10-year reserve or something like that. But anyway, I appreciate it. It's a little guy. So what did I do, Bill? Well, you sent me the second cigar, which is a Fuente, which I really love the taste of Fuentes. So, on a positive note, I'm still a millionaire. Humble brag. But even with this market crashing, I'm still a millionaire. Because I own 25 million SHIB coins worth a couple hundred bucks. So that counts for something, doesn't it? I mean, because it's important to be a millionaire. And I know some of you out there that invest in other shit coins are billionaires. But, you know, I got to keep it. Got to keep it humble. I'm keeping it humble. Yeah, last night my wife asked me if Bitcoin was down too. I'll let that one sink in. I informed her that what goes down must come up, right? Right? Please tell me that's the truth. Because this market needs to rebound. Man, this isn't even funny anymore. Sad fact is, all my dry powder is wet. I don't know about you, but that is a fact. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. You know, I'm pretty sure that my wife entered 911 into her speed dial. It's been that bad of a week. And look, we're here together to get through this. We're getting through this together. Here's what I think, if I can be honest. I think that Warren Buffett just needs to stop yelling at Bitcoin. What do you guys think? Enter in the comments below. There are comments below. Go ahead and give this video a thumbs up, and I will tell you what every other YouTube influencer says, because I'm such a big deal. I'm such an influencer. Hit that like button so the algorithm, the YouTube algorithm, will let other people know that this is good content. I think that's bullshit when everybody says that, but it sounds good. People are just looking for likes. So go ahead. I am too. Hit the like button. And you're going to want to hit that notification bell, because I am going to have a couple of special guests on this week, and you're going to want to be there. You're going to want to know, because as I am wont to do, after I get done with the guest, I'll drop a Zoom link into the chat. And if you want to Zoom in and ask your own questions instead of asking them in the chat that I don't look at when I'm interviewing a guest, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I just don't want to spend my time reading the chat while a guest is speaking. I just think that's kind of rude. But it's also rude to you that you ask questions in the chat and I don't get to them, because by the time, you know, I'm ready for them, your question is probably blown up. So I thought, hey, dropping links into the chat, a Zoom link where people could call in, you know, that's a good solve, I think. What do you think? You know, my daughter, she knows I'm into crypto, and she asked me to buy her a Bitcoin for her birthday when it was at $63,000. So I was smart. I told her I was shorting that request. She didn't understand that. Now she does. You know, crypto's hard till it's not, honey. You got to figure it out. You have to start ugly. You have to learn what a long is and what a short is. Papa just shorted the Bitcoin, your Bitcoin. So, you know, my short is still in. I'm waiting for it to go down to like $1,000, honey. I'm a good dad. Yeah, I miss the days back when at the block party. This was just recently even at the local neighborhood block party that everybody wanted to talk about crypto. Seems pretty silent these days. As in this week. Gosh, you know, I think May 19th is going to memorialize April Fool's Week. What do you think? Shall May 19th be the beginning of April Fool's Week? If you watch my video before, down below, you know I've memorialized that day as John Holmes Day. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But you really do want to go back and watch that video. It was a cigar walk, I believe, where I invented John Holmes Day with good reason. And it's going to help you strategically be able to buy the dip next time. It's going to help me because I don't intend to ever be in this position again where I'm so fully deployed, I have zero capital to be able to buy the dip. Because, my God, look, everything is so discounted. I mean, I'm literally, and I'm not going to, honey, I'm speaking to you, wifey, but I'm literally so tempted to just max out every credit card I have and go buy the dip. But I'm not going to do that because that would be stupid. You guys know that. We don't do that. We're not degenerates. That would be irresponsible, but I'm very tempted because these prices are so low. Put it this way, you know, that would be a worthy bet just because the prices are so low. If they stay this low, I mean, good Lord Almighty. Exclamation point. Wow. I think I'm pretty sure that Bitcoin, whoops. What happened to you, honey? What happened to you? Did you lose me? Did you lose me? I don't know why. But I think Bitcoin rebranded as in the butt coin. Right? Kind of goes back to my John Holmes Day. So those of you who watched that video will get the context. Those of you didn't, well, you just missed out. Yeah, today I met lots of ex-Doge millionaires while applying for a job at McDonald's. They didn't want to talk about crypto either today. So people in my neighborhood didn't. The guy who interviewed me for a job, he didn't know what crypto was. He was an NPC. And but he was probably wealthier than me right now. Wow, what a week. Yeah. This week, here's what I learned, other than Bill Ladderhouse has excellent taste in cigars, because this Perdomo or whatever the hell it is just really delicious. It is, it's like, how do I describe it? You know how when you, some cigars you smoke, and you have a really strong taste. It has a really strong taste. Some have a bitter taste. This has neither. It just has a joyful taste. And no aftertaste. No, like, there's no bitterness to it at all. So I like it. I'm really appreciative. I'm grateful. But, yeah, I learned that financial peace isn't the acquisition of stuff. Because I was sitting there taking a look at my portfolio as it increased, and I started increasing my fantasy level, and it was all associated to stuff. And you know what? Financial peace is not the acquisition of stuff. It's just learning, I guess, to live on less than I lost. Rewind that and listen to it again. But I think I got it right. You know, yachts are overrated anyway, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Who the hell wants a yacht? Not Uncle V. Gonna have to rebrand this channel, the Uncle Pinocchio Show. Man, What a shit show this week. I did have a breakthrough this week, though. I learned that shit coins really are shit coins. They arrived at that name for a reason. Everything's down, though. I can't give shit coins a tough time, except that I did have one shit coin that I invested in that was like 0.00003 at one point, which to my surprise grew up to be like $4,000 because it was that airdrop thing that I ended up with billions of these things. So I guess the definition of a shit coin is it goes to zero. So now it's 0.00000000. I can plug I don't even need a calculator to figure out what the dollar value of that is. That, my friends, is a shit coin. Decided to rename my Blockfolio portfolio to Lazarus and started praying to Jesus, see if he would raise Lazarus from the dead. So, in Jesus' name I pray, raise Lazarus from the dead. I think that's biblical. I think that's in the good book. Those of you who are theologists, maybe you can cite the verse below in the chat. The book of Uncle Vigilante, I think it is. Chapter 9. No, I think it's chapter 11. That's it. It's either chapter 7 or chapter 11. The book of Uncle Vigilante. All right. You know, I told my neighbor a month ago that Bitcoin was exploding, and he just casually responded, "I don't care." I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting." And then I told him yesterday that Bitcoin was crashing. And he said, "I don't care." And I'm like, I need to just give credit where credit's due. And I told him that I admired him for his hodling skills, because that's the right attitude. And I just later learned that he doesn't own Bitcoin. So he doesn't care. But look, I'm throwing out some jokes, forced myself to sit down and try to find some humor in all of this. I know a lot of you are smarting just like me, but to ground this, you know, it is so true still, guys, that we have not lost any money if we haven't sold. So don't sell based upon the fear of it going to zero. It's not going to go to zero, guys. There were people who bought Bitcoin at $20,000. Wrote it all the way down to 3,000, changed a few pairs of underwear, and it went back to 63,000. Now, we know they all took profits at 63,000, and they're the ones buying the dip. But we're going to learn some lessons here, folks. You know, there are two ways to hodl. This, I think, I'm going to wave my hand. I need a graphic. There are two ways to hodl. One is for people who look at their crypto tracking apps once a year. That's one way to hodl. And then there's a second way to hodl, which is people like me that check their apps once every 30 seconds. With that comes a certain kind of pain this week. Provided a lot of dopamine hits before, but what's the opposite of a dopamine hit? John Holmes hit? I think that's it. I think John's going to become the mascot for the bear market. I think John Holmes was he self-identified as a bear with a big 14-inch you-know-what. John Holmes Day, May 19th. Go back and watch that video. Speaking of hodling, here's some perspective. Let me give you some historical headlines, okay? Here's some historical headlines. Hold on, I want to get over here. These are real historical headlines. Finish it with me. What do I say? Exclamation point. Looks like little Missy lost my face again. Man, it's been a busy week. I haven't walked as much as I normally do, so this feels good. All right, here's some headlines that just might make you feel better. One, Bitcoin hits $1,000. That was a headline, okay? Two, Bitcoin crashes to $3,500. That was a headline. Bitcoin's not at $3,500, folks. Here was another one. Bitcoin crashes to $20,000. That was a headline. Then there's another one. Bitcoin crashes to $30,000. That was a little more recent. That was a headline. But guess what? Also, Bitcoin hits an all-time high of $63,000. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? We know what's going to happen. If you just don't sell, Bitcoin is going to turn around. All the altcoins are going to turn around. And we just have to keep the perspective that unrealized losses are just that. They are unrealized. Unrealized profits are unrealized. We're going to talk about how to realize those profits a little bit later. But from the Warren Buffett file, these are three things that this, you know, I think you could call him a stud investor who eats McDonald's sausage McMuffins with egg every morning. Gotta respect that. Gotta respect that. Man doesn't care about his figure like Uncle Vigilante does. I care about my girlish figure now. So I don't eat those, but maybe I should. Maybe, guys, you know my commitment to you? My commitment tomorrow morning. All right, this is hot off the brain. My commitment tomorrow morning, I am going to go to McDonald's and I'm going to order a sausage McMuffin with cheese and egg. Okay? I'm going to eat it and we're going to see what happens to the market. And if I'm right, because I am evoking Warren Buffett right now on this cigar walk, if I'm right, I think the market is going to turn around. So you can thank me tomorrow when it does, because it'll all be because of me. Because really, isn't it all about me all the time? I think so. If you're a part of the Uncle Vigilante Telegram chat, which is t.me/ Uncle Vigilante, you, my friends, would have known that I was a guest last night on Nathan Stoltman's show. And it was awesome. I love him. You should go just Google, LTV Crypto. Google that and go watch the interview. For those interested or those disinterested, I went into a little bit of backstory on my crypto career, and we talked about a lot of other great stuff. But we talked a little bit about what I'm going to share with you now about Warren Buffett. He said three things that made me stop and think. One, be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. That makes a lot of sense right now, doesn't it? Now, you need dry powder to be able to operationalize that. We'll talk about that too. Second thing he said is the stock market is a mechanism for transferring wealth from the impatient to the patient. That requires what? Some dry powder, right? You have to patiently wait for a crash. If you don't have dry powder, you're not going to capitalize on that. So there's a lesson learned there. So instead of the stock market, we can say the crypto market is a mechanism from transferring wealth from the impatient to the patient. So I think we all need to learn to be a little bit patient. The third one, I love this one, and gosh, it is so true right now, which is why I thought about, you know, maxing out my credit cards, which would be stupid. Buy when there's blood in the streets, even when it's your own. Wow. Buy when there's blood in the streets, even when it's your own. And the fact is, when there's blood in the streets, if you think about it historically, usually blood in the streets gets cleaned up pretty quickly. People don't like blood. So I think, all due to me, of course, eating this sausage McMuffin with egg tomorrow morning, I'm going to take one for the team and for the waistline, and I am going to get an egg McMuffin so that we can halt this damn thing. Bear with me. It's what? Ooh, hot as balls. Okay. Shall we resume? Let's see if Little Missy will catch my face again. Man. I got something in my eyes. Okay, so Warren got me thinking, and I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to make up some of my own quotes. So, are you ready? These are Uncle Vigilante's quotes. I came up with some of my own rules, okay? The Uncle Vigilante cock rule. Yeah, you heard that right. The Uncle Vigilante cock rule. I'm going to be talking a lot about my cock rule. No, not that cock. Jesus. Your minds. I'm really concerned about you. No. When witnessing crypto communities getting cocky on a favored coin, liquidate half. Okay? Set aside that half for the inevitable pullback. Exclamation point. Little Missy. So, I think back when I got into R, and I got in at 325 and then 425, shit, I think today it got down below, I think maybe it kissed $3, maybe even less. Wow, that hurts. But great buying opportunity, if only you had some dry powder. But yeah, I remember the crypto community, the R community, the pirates, they got super cocky. Me too. Hell, I have a video down below with Jaron and David Weiss, and we celebrated. I had Raphael on. We were dressed like pirates. We were cocky. So now I'm going to implement the cock rule from here on out and evermore. When a community gets really cocky, I'm going to liquidate half my holdings, not because I want out of it, but because there's going to be an inevitable pullback. So I'm going to start being disciplined and liquidating half when I put in the cock rule, and I'm just going to wait for the pullback. And imagine if I did, and I was able to swoop in and pick up, like, let's say I sold $16. That's when everyone was getting cocky, and it dipped down to $2. Wow. Right? So I think there's a there. What do you think? Tell me down below. You think I'm onto something? Here's another one. How to keep your friends rule. Friends don't let friends FOMO, fear of missing out. Friends don't let friends FOMO when the Bulls play. Instead, they stockpile dry powder, stable coins, and patiently wait for the dip. So that means there's a trend here, guys. That means that, you know, when the, well, let me just personalize it. I have a buddy who knew that Uncle Vigilante, honey, why do you keep losing my face? Let's come back here. Hey, there you go. There I am. But I had a friend who was knowing that I was doing pretty good because I was getting cocky. I was sharing that was doing pretty good. And so he got in pretty big. But he got in at a point in time where everyone else was. That's the FOMO. The FOMO, fear of missing out. Friends don't let friends do that. If we have other newbies getting into crypto, we should tell them to get in with just a little bit of money so they understand the process and they understand the language. They learn how to transfer, receive, set up a wallet, all of that stuff. You have to do that. So I like that rule. The John Holmes bag strategy, you know, since taking 14 inches bent over is financially painful. When any crypto investment breaks 2x. So if I invest in a coin, let's say for $1,000 and it goes up to $2,000, that's 2x. You doubled your money. From here on out, what I'm going to do is I'm going to automatically track every one of my coins. And when it goes 2x, I'm going to liquidate 25% of it and put it in what I call my John Holmes bag, which is just USDT, just putting it in a stable coin. And that's going to drive me crazy seeing, in a bull market especially, seeing my other coins go up, up, up. But how else are we going to get dry powder? So, you know, I guess I just think it's smart. That's called taking profits. Now, if you're concerned about the tax consequences of that, I encourage you to go watch the video that I did where I interviewed John Singleton, John J. Singleton, legend. And I'm not going to go any further in that because I did a whole video on it. I'm just encouraging you to go there. So basically, John Holmes' bag is dry powder for the next bend over market event. And you know it's coming. Be prepared to invest in a down market and get out during a soaring market. So get out. What I'm doing is going to be disciplined. And my getting out or my taking profits is when it goes 2x, I'm going to convert it to my John Holmes bag. And then I'm just going to let it sit there. And I think I'm going to be really happy adopting that new strategy. Then there's the Wolf of Bit Street strategy. Get it? Bit Street? Bitcoin? Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah. Basically, it's this. Study the sheep. Hunt like a wolf. In crypto investing, the herd, the sheep, is rarely profitable. And what have we learned this week? Wolves slaughter lambs. So let's avoid the slaughterhouse entirely. I mean, everybody got slaughtered this week. There's no doubt about that. All right, another one, the bumpy ride up crypto wealth strategy. How many millionaires do you know who became wealthy by investing in savings accounts with no interest? Zero or zero? Sure, you know, safe bets, they realize for sure shitty gains. So if you just hold onto your bags after you've engaged the John Holmes strategy of taking 50%, I'm sorry, 25% when a coin goes 2x, then you're going to be prepared, but the rest of your bag, it's going to be a bumpy ride, man. It's going to be a bumpy ride. But there's a lot. I talked yesterday, Nathan Stoltman, he told me that he bought Litecoin. He was buying in when it was like $200. He rode his bag down all the way to $20. Never ever sold. He rode it back up to, I think, well over $400. So that just shows you what's going to happen. It's going to happen again. All of the coins that we haven't sold during this quickening, they're all going to come back. They're all going to come back in a big way. I like this little lake here. It's just kind of pretty. It's down, though. It's down. Don't see any alligators today. Hey there, little missy. Then there's the just change your underwear strategy. Crypto investments are bumpy right up. Instead of selling during times of FUD, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which is all the bears did this week, they orchestrated this slaughter of the sheep because so many people sold or so many people got liquidated because they had leveraged positions, because they got greedy. Don't get into the leverage game. If you just hold on for dear life, it's going to be a bumpy ride, but you're not going to lose money. So there's that. You simply change your underwear and focus on the inevitable up. But you are going to have to change your underwear. You know, several times a day this last week. Then there's the profit to fear ratio. Have you heard about that? In crypto, your profit goes up when fear goes down. I'll say that again. In crypto, your profit goes up when fear goes down. So when we're in a bull market and everyone's getting cocky, what happens? They just don't fear anything because the tree grows to the sky, right? So what we're going to do, we control our fear during times of the red chart crisis. Don't concede to the fear. Hashtag HODL. Hashtag don't despair. Look, I'm being serious now. We can, you know, feel the pain, sure. But don't despair. The price of the mad gains that crypto provides is this bumpy ride. That's the price that we have to pay. So I spoke to this earlier, but I have a couple more. The don't leverage trade rule. That's it. Just don't leverage trade. Behave like a sound investor, not a greedy speculative degenerate. And look, if we can't learn from this crash, then we're just going to find ourselves in the position. We're never going to make money, man. So don't get into leverage trading. You are not that smart. I'm not that smart. The influencers that have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and they make their living by doing close-up thumbnails, they're not that smart either. They just, you know, they get lucky, but then they get cocky. And what they don't tell you is how much they got slaughtered. And they're not going to tell you that, guys, that all of their positions were liquidated. $400 billion as of like a few days ago were liquidated. $400 billion. So that means there's 400 billion greedy degenerates that just got slaughtered because they didn't hodl, because they couldn't hodl, because they were leveraged, and that's how that game works. You get liquidated if you bet the wrong way. And these whales, these sharks, these shark whales, they're very good at what they do. Very good at what they do. All right, here's the last one. No, there's two more. It's just a fucking app rule. Unrealized profits are unrealized. Unrealized losses are unrealized until you sell, right? So if you succumb to fear, fogto, fear of going to zero, if you succumb to that, then I'm just looking you in the eye and calling you a deserving loser. Don't be a deserving loser. Don't give up the ghost. Have faith. Have faith in history. This is going to turn around, and it's going to turn around nicely. And we're going to look back and say, you know, I remember when Bitcoin was $63,000 and it crashed down into the 20s. And I held on to my bags. Damn. Can you imagine if I didn't hold on to that bag and now Bitcoin's trading at $300,000? Fuck me. You know, that was me, man. I look back and I'm just so proud of myself because I listened to Uncle Vigilante and I didn't sell and I didn't fall for the FOMO and I didn't fall for the FUD. Don't fall for the FUD because people are expert at that. Creating it. So I assure you, let me finish this. In the meantime, if you don't like what you see, stop checking your apps and enjoy life, right? Go for a walk. Do something nice with your kids, with your wife, with your dog. You know, instead of having our noses in our apps the whole time, and I'm guilty, man, I'm do as I say, not as I do. I'm just documenting my journey here and talking out loud to the universe so that I can, maybe it'll stick in my own head. But I assure you, your principle will bounce back while you get a life. So that's kind of a cool thing, that we can go enjoy our lives and not check our apps. And who gives a shit if it goes down even a little more? Just, if you don't like the weather in Florida, wait 5 minutes. Well, that's in the summer. That has to do with thunderstorms. But we won't go into that. All right, the last one, which kind of sums up it all, is it's urgent to do nothing strategy. It's urgent to do nothing. Except what? There is something you need to do. Support this channel. We're over 2,000 subscribers now. Thanks to Nathan having me on his show. We punched it over 2,000 last night, so I'm appreciative of his community. He has a great community. Even though in the comments, you got these guys that are like, they're referring to me as Boomer. Boomer. Boomer doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, these are these young kids that are still eating Cheetos in between, you know, the video games in their mom's basement. But I respect them. You know, that's how they realize some sense of power, is calling me a boomer. But I'm not a boomer. I'm right under that level, though. But, you know, if we just kind of want to get specific, I'm not a boomer. But, you know, boomers have a lot of money, and we won't go into that as to why, but, you know, boomers are people too, all right? But I don't mind. I really don't mind, because I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. You can talk trash to Uncle V. I can take it. No worries, man. I'll dish it out as well as I receive it. Anyone wants to come on and have a boomer debate? Yeah, I probably won't have you on because I just don't care. But, okay, guys. I don't know. I just wanted to get out and have a walk and talk to the good people. And, man, it has been quite a week. I don't really want to experience too many more like them. Here's what I hope doesn't happen. I hope there is a V-shaped bounce, and then it goes up, and that this bull market really isn't over early, because I think everybody was expecting that this bull market would run through September. I've heard a lot of people say through the end of the year, and it's still very well May. If it doesn't, then it's going to be a long next year or two. You know, we were teased with our portfolios going up, but I think we learned a lot of lessons that hopefully in the future we can capitalize on. In the meantime, you know, I'm out enjoying my life. I'm getting a life. Florida doesn't suck. You know, let's see if we can find an alligator over here. What do you think? What do you think? Did you guys see that video of the guy who was walking his dog? And his dog got an alligator came and got his dog and right at the shoreline. And the dude jumped in and he battled the alligator and he won. He got his dog back and the dog was fine. So, you know, kudos to you, Dad. You're a warrior. You're an alligator warrior. And your dog, that would suck, wouldn't it? That would really suck, losing your dog to a fucking alligator. Man, oh man. You know, note to self, don't walk your little dog next to a pond in Florida. Just saying. Okay, guys, that's it. That's all I have today. Hit that notification bell because we're going to have some interviews. And go to t.me/UncleVigilante. And I will drop in there if I'm ever being interviewed on a show. I dropped into that chat and said, hey, I'm going to be on Nathan's show, LTV Crypto. And so we had some friends in the chat that were from this channel. So great to see you last night. But I wish you a happy rest of the Sunday. And you're welcome. I just want to say you're welcome. You're welcome for the fact that I am going to turn this market around single-handedly with my sausage egg McMuffin with cheese tomorrow morning. So, yeah, you're welcome. And remember the John Holmes rule, okay? Because taking 14 inches bent over, it's painful. All right, guys, cheers.